It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Houston.
And I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West in California. The FBI raids this week in Queens, New York, plus the search of a Denver apartment yesterday, are part of one of the most sensitive U.S. terrorism investigations in years, say law enforcement officials. The FBI is tracking a group it claims had both the expertise and the ability to launch a serious attack inside the U.S. One key figure is a man by the name of Najibullah Zazi, who voluntarily visited the FBI office in Denver yesterday in an effort to clear his name. He spoke with officials for several hours and gave them DNA and writing samples. He was not arrested. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston looks at the delicate balance law enforcement must strike when deciding on when to disrupt a possible terrorist plot.
The seriousness of the operation in Queens was underscored by the dozens of agents swarming apartment buildings in full combat gear. The head of the FBI's office in New York was on the scene, personally directing the searches. Agents expected to find bomb components, chemicals, or timers, or fuses. Instead, they turned up a frightened Muslim family and a bomb-making manual. On Capitol Hill yesterday, New York Senator Charles Schumer tried to soothe jangled New York nerves during a hearing with FBI Director Robert Mueller.
Here's the one question I have. Could you assure New Yorkers and the American public that the situation is under sufficient control and there is no imminent danger to their safety?
I can say that I do not believe there's an imminent danger from that particular investigation.
The man at the center of this particular investigation is an airport shuttle driver from Denver. His name is Najibullah Zazi. He's 24, from Afghanistan, and apparently has been under surveillance by the FBI for some time. Law enforcement officials suspect he recruited fellow Afghans for possible attacks in the United States.
This is the first I've heard of anything like that.
Art Folsom is the Denver man's lawyer.
This gentleman has lived in the United States for years. He has never had any kind of entanglements with the law. There's never been any questioning of him. At this point in time, we just categorically deny that.
Law enforcement officials say this case was so worrisome because the men involved look like they could put together a credible attack. Officials say they seem to have some training in explosives. They were very careful about what they said on the phone or in emails. And that combination is what made the case so serious. In the words of one former law enforcement official, this looked like the first time since 9/11 that the FBI was tracking a cluster of people who might have all the tools they needed to launch a terrorist operation in this country. Since there were no arrests and no bomb components found, the big question is why law enforcement moved in when it did.
In a situation like this, the primary mission is to ascertain what is going on. You want to know the who, what, when, why, and the where.
Peter Ahern was the FBI's special agent in charge during a similar case in Lackawanna, New York in 2001.
It's a pretty delicate balance, and making that decision really comes down to whether or not you really think you have a real threat where the group or the person has the ability, the capability to act on that threat, then you're going to have to do something and take action.
In this week's case, understanding why officials moved in when they did depends on who you ask. New York police say that with a presidential visit to the city and the upcoming UN General Assembly, they couldn't afford to risk anything going wrong. FBI officials say privately they wanted to wait and track the group longer. Zazi's lawyer says neither the FBI nor any other law enforcement agency has filed any charges against his client. And that's true. But more than a dozen FBI agents arrived at Zazi's Colorado apartment yesterday afternoon to conduct a search. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.